more news stories. A local girl has followed her dream. King of the Keys is celebrating 40 years performing. Health bosses say COVID case rates in Norfolk are levelling off.
Norwich has the 11th highest coronavirus case rate in the country, but public health bosses say there are signs that cases of the virus in the city are levelling off. The city had a rate of 446.6 cases per 100,000 people for the 7 days up to Friday, August the 8th, up just under 13% on the 396 per 100,000 people over the previous week. And public health bosses said Norwich's high rates were due to the city having a relatively young population, and younger people are only now getting their opportunity to have their second vaccinations. And they say vaccinations are helping to reduce the number of people admitted to hospital. Case rates in Norfolk at just over 264 cases per 100,000 people in the 7 days up to Friday, August the 8th, were above the East of England's rate of 261 per 100,000. Norfolk's case rates have gone up 4.4% on the previous week, but remain below England's 297 cases per 100,000 people. The average number of daily new cases in the last 7 days has dropped slightly from 358.7 to 345.7, a 3.6% decrease. As of Tuesday, August the 10th, there were 56 people in Norfolk's hospitals who had tested positive for COVID-19, with 8 of them in critical care.
Pupils from 2 Norfolk schools have created thought-provoking artworks using plastic bottle tops as part of a campaign to raise awareness about plastic waste. Sidestrand Hall School in Cromer and Mousehold Infant and Nursery School in Norwich collected a combined 3,804 bottle tops to create artworks in a nationwide competition run by recycled plastic firm Composite Prime. Sidestrand has made the top 10 finalists for its Riding the Wave of Hope sculpture, featuring a seal with a plastic ring around its neck, while Mousehold impressed with its Save Our Oceans mural. Both artworks are now in an online exhibition competing with schools across the UK to win a £5,000 playground makeover. Mousehold Kestrel class teacher Jodie Cothrop said the children were so excited to find out their finalists. The idea for a sea life theme with our Mousehold mermaid was also influenced by a local news article about seals getting frisbees stuck around their necks.
Norfolk's King of the Keys is celebrating 40 years of performing his Wurlitzer organ wizardry after overcoming doubts over whether his career would continue after lockdown. Robert Wolfe, who lives in Thorpe St Andrew, has performed an estimated 15,000 shows to more than 3 million people at the Thursford Collection near Fakenham since beginning his summer residency in 1981. And the museum is celebrating his dazzling career with a steam gala day which will feature 3 of his high-energy performances, along with visiting steam engines, vintage automobiles and mechanical organs. Mr. Wolfe said he was overwhelmed to reach such a milestone, but he revealed he had doubts over whether he would play again after the lockdown cancelled his performance calendar and knocked his confidence. "From the first time I ever played here, I fell in love with the place, and every season I have done since, I could not wait for the next season to happen again," he said. "I just love the whole atmosphere and the people who come here." His musical passions were sparked after receiving a Bontempi electric organ as a Christmas gift from his parents when he was 12. He found he could pick tunes out by ear, a talent which launched a career which later took him to Blackpool Tower Ballroom as a teenager before he was invited to start the Wurlitzer shows at Thursford in 1981. For many years, he also toured Australia, New Zealand and America and Canada during the winter. He will celebrate his 60th birthday during the 40th summer season at Thursford, and he has no plans to retire anytime soon.
An aspiring actress who refused to give up on her dream is taking the next big step in her career, having secured a place at a prestigious drama school. Meg Atherton, 24, from Norwich, has always enjoyed acting, having got into it through her father. Miss Atherton had been auditioning for drama schools since the age of 18, facing rejection after rejection, but she never gave up. Now 6 years of persistence has paid off, and she is heading to Mountview in London to train as an actress. Miss Atherton appeared in Ghost the Musical at Ormiston Victory Academy when she was 18, and it was in this production that gave her the drive to fight for what she knew she wanted. And on her mother's birthday this year, there was double reason for her family to celebrate when she received a voicemail from the school's principal informing her that she had finally been accepted for a 3-year acting degree.
Our first feature is written by Derek James. 150 years ago, Norwich's first proper sewer opened, and a fascinating book is published to coincide with what happened all those years ago. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.